Hey friends, it's Shauna, your nerdy girlfriend and life coach from simpleonpurpose.ca. Welcome to the Simple on Purpose podcast. This is a place where I want you to take some time to slow down, think about ways you want to simplify your life, and think about the ways you want to show up well for your actual life. So this is what we talk about here, intentional living, simplifying your home, heart, and mind, so that you can show up and enjoy your life, enjoy motherhood, enjoy all of the things that are right in front of you. I want to help you do that. So today we're going to pick up on intentional living. In the last episode, we talked about some signs that you could be living on autopilot, and maybe you saw some in yourself. Maybe you want to take control. Maybe you want to step up and get more intentional in how you're spending your days, in what you're building up in your life. So in that last episode, I also gave you a few tips on how to get started, and I want to give you some encouragement, some real talk on intentional living. I shared this, I think in like episode 15 a couple years ago, about the things that nobody talks about on intentional living, the things that nobody told me, the things I wish I would have known. And I'm going to kind of go through that list again and elaborate a bit on a few of the points that I think are really important, because intentional living, it sounds great, doesn't it? It sounds shiny. It sounds like that's the place I want to go. I want to focus on my goals and my big dreams. I want to work on my habits. I want to get there. But getting there, no one just shows up from zero and makes it right to 100. So I don't want you to feel like that is the standard. And that wasn't my reality, at least. So I want to give you some encouragement along the way about the real work that is involved in intentional living, so that you can, in the moment when it's hard, you can remind yourself, I'm not doing it wrong, I'm just doing it. So intentional living comes down to knowing your values, who you want to be, knowing your vision, where you want to go, and making decisions in line with that. It's the big goals you want, but it's also making choices every single day in how you show up. When we started intentional living, we started with intentional parenting. We sat down, we wrote this list about what we wanted our kids to be when we grew up. And to me, actually writing out that list probably just shone a light on a lot of our blind spots in the emotions and the character that we wanted to see in our children that we were also struggling with in ourselves. I mean, how do you go from someone who hates blue toothpaste and pants in the month of November to being someone who is emotionally resilient and a productive person in the world? So that's a big jump, right? We have this list of qualities that we want for our kids, but that list to get there, that's a lifetime of work, as we should know in ourselves. So we started with intentional parenting, this list of what we wanted our kids to be, and also this list of things we wanted to do more often with our kids. One of them was road trips. And I put that on the list at the time, like 6 years ago, because I thought that's what intentional parenting should involve. It should involve travel. It should involve like taking your kids out and doing things with them. At the same time, not really acknowledging in myself that I do not like road trips with my kids. I actually hate that I hate them so much. I hate being the type of mom who gets stressed out by them, because I think that there's just kind of this vision and this idea that they are just warm and they bring you together and travel with your kids and all of that. So we had this experience where we took our kids on a road trip and it was a disaster. I'm going to share a link to the blog post in the show notes. What I was taking from the end of it was that intentional living, I had this big like glowy, sparkly dream about it, but it was actually showing me a lot of crotchetiness and control in my heart. My heart, I said, is lined with crotchety old men complaining about ham prices and broken sprinklers. That's what I learned from that road trip with my kids. I ended up cuddled in a blanket, put myself to bed, having a conversation with the crotchety old men in my heart. So this is the takeaway I want to offer you here, is that intentional living doesn't come naturally. We have a vision of what it's going to look like, but it takes work to get there. It takes a lot of addressing all of the junk in the road from where we are to where we want to go. So that's the first encouragement, and I want that to encourage you that it doesn't come naturally. It's going to be hard work. It won't always be enjoyable, but it will be fruitful, because the more work you do to clear the road, the straighter and clearer your path gets on where you want to go. The other thing to reflect on here is that what we want changes over time. And if I was to write this list again 6 years later, it would include a lot less emphasis on road trips being a way that we intentionally parent. It's still part of our lifestyle because we live in such a small town and we need to travel out to go do these big shops, these visits, these kinds of things, doctor's appointments. So it is naturally a part of our life, but I don't rely on it to be an intentional parent anymore. What we want changes over time, and I think that is really encouraging. When we think about sitting down and writing what we want for our life, sometimes that can be a barrier for us. We might not even want to put pen to paper because once it's down there, then we're stuck, right? Like then it's like written in blood, you got to commit to it, but it will change over time. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I told you guys in the last episode that I have typed up in Google Docs all of our past goals and habits that we set, and now we have the Life on Purpose workbook, so I just pull out last year's and read that. And things do change over time. It's like things are being refined. And as we work on something, well, now that frees up space to work on something different. We can refine and we can dig deeper almost as well. Intentional living has also taught me that I am not the victim of my life. And it's a daily practice to shift that mindset, that we are not the victims of our lives. And yes, there's circumstances in our lives we probably would change in a heartbeat, but we still get to choose what we're gonna make them mean, what we make them mean about us and the people around us. And we get to choose that, and we get to show up from that place. I lived for a lot of years like I was a victim of my life, of my marriage, of my motherhood. And the result of that was really that I lost control. I lost the power. I wasn't taking responsibility. So nobody tells you that intentional living really does mean facing the areas of your life where you're playing the victim. And I don't mean that in a manipulative way. You're not playing it manipulatively. But we do take this role by default oftentimes. We may not even realize it where it's happening in our life. One more point I really want to just circle back to is that intentional living is the daily practice. These big goals we have, they are just fun and they are going to motivate us. They are going to drive us forward. They're the vision. They're where we want to go. This is the long-term destination, your vision for your life. The intentional living is running the ship every single day in that direction. It's making the adjustments. It's keeping the ship clean. It's managing all the people. It's managing yourself every single day on that journey. That's what intentional living is. It's the daily practice. And finally, I just want to encourage you that intentional living is empowering. This is why I still do it. This is why it's important to me. Because I look back on the woman, the mom, the wife I was years ago, and I feel like she's a shadow, a tired shadow of who I am now. And not that I've got life figured out. No way. Like, I am still that mom who, in her sweats, getting frustrated that her husband ate all the cheese. I just need a minute away from the kids at 4:45 p.m. every single day. I am in my sweats and lipstick, doing my work, showing up, messy, and doing it. But I do feel more like myself than I ever have. And I think that's because I'm living in line with my personal values, how I want to show up, and my vision on where I want to go. Intentional living is a process that helps you get to know yourself, the self that is buried under all of the exhaustion and the overwhelm, the reactivity, the complacency. Intentional living empowers me because it gets me inspired on the things I want to happen. It makes me feel like I can take little steps in that direction, that I can be capable of doing hard things. I can do hard things. I feel like all of the years before, I had just done what was expected or what was easy, and it was leaving me unfulfilled. So intentional living, it's not going to make you feel fulfilled right away. It's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take practice, and it's going to take being committed to that long-term vision of where you want to go and doing the work of facing your own blind spots, of your own helplessness, of your own victim mentality in your life as it is right now, and being gentle with yourself, because it probably has been decades of you living this way with these ways of thinking, with these thought habits and these thought loops and these initial reactions that have gotten you to this place. It takes a lot of work to undo that, and we need grace to allow ourselves the compassion and the time to do that messy. So if you want one simple takeaway today, my simple tip for you, pick one area of your life that feels a little bit hard, Pick one way that you want to show up in that area. What is a value you have for yourself in how you show up, in the character that you embody in that area of your life? And start practicing that. Start putting that into action. Start giving that legs. Start finding ways where it feels challenging. And putting it, like, it's like training. It's like you have to put yourself in the arena and do the hard work and grow the muscles so that it becomes easier over time, so that it feels like a habit over time. It's the long game, guys. And if you want support in this, if you want to get unstuck in it, you can sign up for a strategy session. It's a 1 hour, one-time session. Or sign up for the Life on Purpose coaching program, working one-on-one with me for 6 weeks, and we'll look at the 9 areas of your life, the values and vision you have for the 9 areas of your life, and we'll get you started in making changes. Because the magic of making change in one area of your life, especially an area that feels hard and difficult, is that it trickles into all of the other areas. The areas of your life in the Life on Purpose workbook, in the Life on Purpose coaching program I have, are home, family, love, wellness, friendships and community, finances, work, inner expression, and outer expression. Those are the areas of our life, and they are not static from each other. They are not isolated from each other. They are all working in tandem with one another, supporting one another. When you make a change in one area, the other areas benefit. And this is why we focus on working on one area to start, because you will see changes in other areas of your life. It's exciting. I get excited, guys, because I've seen this work happen for my coaching clients, and I've seen this work change my life. So I get really excited. When you know a good thing, you want to share it, right? All right. On that note, I would love it if you guys would leave a rating and review for this podcast in your podcast player. Those ratings and reviews are precious to podcasters because they help our show show up in the search engine on the podcast players. A lot of algorithm, internet robot kind of stuff going on, but they are helpful. So if you want to take a minute and give this show a rating and review, I would really appreciate that. And I hope you have a great week.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.